بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. InshaAllah, today we will have message number 14 of the messages of hope, and the topic is mental peace. This is the title of the topic, is mental peace. InshaAllah, today we will continue to know and to learn about the benefits of the belief in Allah's oneness, so that we can be sure that in reality, the belief in Allah's oneness is the greatest blessing in life. The first benefit of believing in Allah's oneness is to have the light of the believers. We will read now from Surah number 2, verse number 257, in order to know about the light of the believers. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So inshallah, now we will read from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 257. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور, والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات, أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah is the wali of those who believe. He brings them out of darkness into light. But as for those who disbelieve, their awliya are tawut. They bring them out from light into darkness. Those are the dwellers of the fire, and they will abide therein forever.
Okay. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that He is the بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He is the wali. Wali means the protector and the guardian of those who believe. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector and guardian of those who believe, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them from all the kinds of harm which they can be exposed to through devil and his followers. This is number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He brings the believers out from darkness to light. Actually, sister, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a light. You must believe in this. When you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you will, inshallah, feel that you have a light. That light radiates from within your spirit and illuminates for you all the things, ideas, and values around you. You will feel that you can have a clear vision and a clear point of view regarding the values and the ideas. And this will make you to be confident regarding understanding all the realities around you. That light will lead you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, this light will be the most important for you as a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because also it radiates for you your life with the people around you. You can feel the people more in reality through the light of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always the light of the belief will guard you against the being deceived by the people. Okay, and inshallah, you will always feel that with this light, I can live life in a more better way. You can always feel that I am different than the people. When the people will start to discuss about facts and values, you will feel that you are different because you have the light of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not confused, you are not in the darkness, which most of the people are living in because they are not true believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us more and more about the light of the believers in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, verse number 12. We will read now again, sister, Surah number 57, verse number 12. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On the day you shall see the believing men and the believing women, their light running forward before them and by their right hands. Glad tidings for you this day, gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. Truly, this is the great success.
Okay. Actually, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us and informing us about the light of the believers. Those believers in the oneness of Allah, they have light that is extended in front of them and by their right side on the day of judgment. It is the light which leads them out of darkness into the light in the worldly life. It is the light that illuminates all things, ideas and values around them while they were in the worldly life. Those true believers are the one whom Allah is giving them the glad tidings of the great success. So the question is, what is the great success? The great success is the eternal happiness, logically. Okay? Yes, it is the great success for the true believer, the paradise, the eternal happiness, where they will live there in forever. So again and again, sisters, Alhamdulillah, especially for you, the revert and the convert to Islam, you must receive these glad tidings with all the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you to become believers in His oneness, so that you will receive all these blessings and you will have the light in your spirit in this life, and you will have the light extending in front of you and by your right side, inshallah, on the day of judgment, and the great success will be for you, which is the paradise. There is one condition for all of these benefits, is that you become a true believer in the oneness of Allah, and that your deeds will prove your deeds. Now we will learn more about the blessings of the belief in Allah's oneness, and we will read from Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, verse number 38, to know that Allah will certainly defend those who believe in His oneness. Surah number 22, verse number 38. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Truly, Allah defends those who believe.
Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us this message. Allah, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we human beings have limited abilities, and we can actually tolerate hardships and trials up to a certain point. Accordingly, so long that Allah is our guardian and protector, as we learn from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 257, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly will defend the believers. That is to say, will prevent evil from harming them. You can be sure of this blessing, sister, because as a true believer, you can remember an event in your life when Allah saved you from the evil, which you were not aware of. Actually, I personally remembered when someone was planning to steal my money while I was buying a car in Egypt. And we went to a car dealer and we planned to buy a car, and we handed the money to the owner of the car dealer, and he promised that he will give us the contract and the car within 6 hours. But he will send the money to another, shop, yes, because the car is not available where we are. It is available in another location. So he will send the money to that location, and then we will have the car soon. So I told him 6 hours is too much. Let me wait here 2 to 3 hours until you send the money to the other location, and you, the driver, will get the car and bring it back to us. He told me, okay, actually that happened maybe 10 years ago. I paid him at that time 50,000 Egyptian pounds. You know, this was around 7 p.m. and everything closed at 10 p.m. Okay? So I was waiting, me and my daughters. My husband was not with us. He was, in a work trip. So I waited, me and my daughters, for 3 hours. Every half an hour, I am telling him, call the man to get the car. Call the man to bring, yes, 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 wait. Okay? Don't be in a hurry. Don't be nervous. I am a very honest person. Have trust. Okay, I tell him, okay. Then it becomes 8:30. I told him, it is only 1 hour and you will close. And next day, Friday, you are not working and I am supposed to leave Cairo on Saturday, and this car is for my daughter. You know, it was, no, don't worry. I understand your situation very well. Hold on. He will bring the car until 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, he told me, I have to close the place now. I told him, where is the car? He told me, Sunday we will give you the car. I told him, but I'm leaving on Saturday and I want to have the car. Give me the money. Give me the car. I cannot do for you anything. This is the situation now and I have to close. I told him, so you steal the money. You know, he told me, no, don't say this, calm down, go home now, travel, okay, and don't worry, call your daughter on Sunday in the morning and you will be sure that she will have the car. I got so upset then. In a second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends me. I told him, look, my brother knows the minister of security in Egypt. If you will not get for me the money within half an hour, I will close your shop permanent. And you will be in the jail tonight. Get the money, otherwise you can't imagine whom I am in Egypt. Allah. But he feed the human being, not a believer in the oneness of Allah. He told me, what are you saying? I told him, just a minute, I will make the phone call now immediately. And I will make it a big disaster. Everyone will know about you, that you steal your money. He told me, no. Hold on. He went and he brought the money. He told me, get your money and we will not sell for you any car. Okay. Next day, I start to check about that place. They told me they are stealing. Yes. There is no cars, there is nothing. It is just, a place, for people, deceiver the people, You think that it is, a car dealer. There are no cars, there are no dealers, there is nothing, So you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is defending the believers. This is, sister, the reality of this verse of the Quran, that for every one of us, in her life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend her according to the situation. Okay, this is actually a broad meaning of the verse, Allah defend the believer. And also, I want you always to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He promised a promise, this is the truth. When Allah promised in the Quran that He will defend the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always defend you. And again, I want you sometimes to remember that sometimes you will be invited to a meeting. Then at the last minute, you discover that you cannot go to that meeting. Be sure that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was defending you And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preventing you from going to that meeting because there was a harm for you in that meeting. And only Allah knows what kind of harm or what the people are planning. And actually this happened to me once. I was invited to a meeting and I got severe headache. And I always try not to apologize from any meeting, but on that day, you know, it was out of my hand. I can't go. Then they mentioned to me later that there was a very big fight in that meeting and my name was mentioned continuously. So I said to myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from going to that meeting, otherwise I will faint. Because I can't fight the people, you know. I like to live with the peace, either to live with the peace or let everyone live in his life. But fighting, I can't stand fighting. So I always believe that Allah defends the believers in many ways and all the time, in every place and in every second. We can be sure that Allah, the Almighty, the Most Powerful, will defend us so long we prove our belief in Him through our good deeds. The next blessing of the belief in Allah's oneness is the guidance. Guidance is a blessing of the belief in Allah's oneness. We will read now from Surah Yunus, Surah number 11, verse number 9 and 10.
Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihati yahdihim rabbuhum. Yahdihim rabbuhum bi-imanihim tajri min tahti. تهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verily, those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, their Lord will guide them through their faith. Under them will flow rivers and the gardens of delight. Their ray of request therein will be Subhanaka Allahumma, and Salam will be their greetings therein. And the close of their request will be Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Okay, Alhamdulillah. Enough. This is enough, sisters. Every blessing is enough for everyone who can reflect that believing in the oneness of Allah is the best blessing in this life. Actually, we must realize that having faith establishes a relationship between the believer and Allah, who guides the believers to do what is right. This is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guidance of Allah is to guide you to do what is right. As a result of this guidance, the heart of the believers, their hearts are alive, fully aware of the straight path they have to follow. Number one. Number two, their spirit is alert, directing them always to do what is good and what earns Allah's pleasure. Number three, those are the ones who are admitted into the heavens, where all the concerns and worries of this life is over. Again and again, sisters, you know, these are the words which are related to the meaning of this verse of the Quran. But we must feel the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our spirits, and we must feel our effect on our way of life. You know, this is the reality of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality of the belief is that you yourself feel that because of my belief in Allah, now I am following the straight path. When a sister will give me an invitation to a meeting where I will actually waste 2 or 3 hours of my time joking, talking nonsense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me, sending to me a message, don't waste your time because you will be questioned about your time on the Day of Judgment. Accordingly, I will apologize to that sister with very nice words and I will not go. This is the effect of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right path will be clear for me. I am a guided human being, inshallah. So I will move according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will live my life according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality of the guidance. My life will be a life full of good deeds. How? Because of the guidance. Who give me the guidance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He is rewarding me because of my belief in His oneness. But if someone will say, I am a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you observe her deeds, you notice that all her deeds are far away from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that point you will realize that she has a problem in her belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the belief in of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is clear from this verse of the Quran, equal to guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that guidance will lead to paradise. The question is, how can we enter paradise? We can enter paradise through our good deeds. So, if you are a true believer in Allah, you will do good deeds because you are guided and you will be living eternally in the paradise. But if most of the Muslims are saying we are believers in the oneness of Allah, and then their deeds are proving that they are not guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they must be aware that there is no place in the paradise for those whom they just say, I am a believer in the oneness of Allah, and in reality, their deeds are totally against that saying because they are not guided. They lose the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because their belief is not the true one, it is the false one. This fact must be clear to most of the Muslims whom they are deceiving themselves by saying only by words, I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, and there is no Islam ever in their way of life. This is, sisters, how we can learn the Quran, how we can get benefit of the Quran, how we can face the reality of our worldly life so that we can be aware of our mistakes, be aware of our weakness in believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can improve ourselves, and in reality we will be living a good worldly life, having the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in reality, inshallah, we will be living eternally in the paradise. Now, inshallah, we will, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, if you are in reality looking for Allah's guidance, so it is through the belief in His oneness that you can have the guidance to the right path. The next benefit of belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reassurance, peace and tranquility which everyone in life is looking for. Now we will read from Surah Yunus again, Surah number 10, verse number 62 and 63. Again, before actually recite verse number 62 and 63, because you know most of the attendants are revered sisters, for the sake of Allah, I want you, because you are revered and convert to Islam, to learn Islam from the Quran, okay, and to follow the rules of the Quran. Don't look around you and follow most of the Muslims. Okay, Islam is the religion. Islam is the religion of Allah. Islam is the religion of mercy. We have the book, which is the Quran, and we have our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose manners were the Quran. As a revered sister, you must follow these two sources only. Don't look around you. Don't say Muslims are doing so and so. Don't say Muslims are not following so and so, because this is a wrong way to become a believer in the oneness of Allah. You are believing in a religion, so you must follow the two sources of the religion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the reference for that religion. The Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's it. Then, in this life is a test. Most of the Muslims are failing the test. This is not your problem. Don't look to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to judge everyone. We are not here in this life to judge people. I am in this life to save myself. How can I save myself? Through following the Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because I want to clarify to you this fact. As a revert to Islam, because belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fundamental fact in Islam. So, if you become a true believer in the oneness of Allah, inshallah you will be the ones getting all the benefits in this life and in the other life. So try to concentrate on the goal which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the opportunity to have by being revert to Islam. Concentrate on being believers in the oneness of Allah, following the Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. Okay? For the sake of Allah, don't be confused. Don't look around you. Don't observe how the Muslims are forgetting about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you will be like them, most of them, by time. And then you will blame yourself. Okay, this is a message I have to clarify. I am a Muslima, I am also not following some of the rules. Don't look to me, don't look to anyone. I am not excusing myself from the Muslims. Just follow the Quran and the Sunnah, because Allah loves you and Allah is giving you the best blessing in this life, the belief in His oneness. Don't miss that blessing, okay, and all the time have the hope that you will be the best Muslims and you will be the reality of Islam, so that we born Muslims, inshallah, will return to the Quran through the revert Muslims. Okay, now we will know about the next blessing. So now, inshallah, sisters, we will read about the reassurance, peace, and tranquility that are the great blessings of the belief in Allah's oneness. We will read from Yunus Surah number 10, verse number 62 and 63.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون
لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم 64 62 63 and 64
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. No doubt, verily, the awliya of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Those who used to believe and used to fear Allah much, for them are glad tidings in the life of the present world and in the hereafter. No change can there be in the words of Allah. This is indeed the supreme success.
Okay, so sisters, there is one word in verse number 62, which is awliya. Okay, Allah is saying, no doubt, verily, the awliya of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the awliya of Allah, they will not have any fear, and they will not, Bismillah ar-Rahman shall come. Okay, they will have no fear, and they will not grieve. Okay, so the question is, what is the meaning of awliya? Because it is an Arabic word mentioned many times in the Quran. Actually, the word awliya simply means to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the belief in His oneness, okay, have the word wali. Okay, so you can be a wali to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you believe in His oneness and become close to Him. So the next question is, how the concept of being close to Allah should be understood? How can I understand the concept of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is that being close to Allah means being a true believer in Allah's oneness, obeying the commands of Allah, and to refrain from all that Allah prohibits, always look for pleasing Allah and fear Allah's punishment. This is the concept of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could those whom they are close to Allah feel fear or experience grief when Allah is with them at every moment and in every action? Actually, those whom they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they watch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations, trying always to do what pleases Him. What could cause them to feel fear or grief where they have been given glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Glad tidings which apply to their present life and to their future life. This is a true promise that is never changes and never fails, for there is no changing of Allah's word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the promise to those whom they are close to Him that they will never feel fear or experience grief. Again, sister, this feeling are related to the worldly life and to the eternal life. On the day of judgment, everyone will be feeling fear because they may not be having their final destination in the paradise. But those whom they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, will make them not to feel the fear or to experience the grief because of their good deeds, because they live their life so close to Allah, watching Him all the time, trying to obey all His commands, fearing only His punishment. Those are the ones whom they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them that glad tiding, no fear or grief, and also they will feel the peace, reassurance, tranquility and happiness, as these are the opposite of the fear and grief. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell that person will never feel fear or grief, so logically, what will be the feeling of that person? Peace, reassurance, and happiness. The opposite of fear and grief. Okay? So again and again, if you want to have this feeling in this worldly life, sisters, try to live close to Allah by watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every place and in every time. When you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, you will feel that Allah is your protector. So you will never fear anything in this life because you believe that all in this life are powerless. The only power is Allah. So I only fear the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I never fear the powerless. Everything in this earth other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the true believers will never feel fear or grief. Why they don't feel grief? Because they are believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they believe that I am living my life according to what Allah decreed for me. And He is my protector and He commanded me to have trust in Him if I am a true believer. So why I will feel grief for something which Allah already decreed for me? I never feel grief. Okay? I just accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to feel that there is always ease in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient at the time of hardship because I am looking for the reward of patience, being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of ease. No grief, no fear, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in the worldly life. Then all praise to Allah on the day of judgment. It is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No fear and no grief. If you are looking for peace, for tranquility, for reassurance, for comfort, prove to yourself that you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the feeling that don't fear anyone. Don't feel grief for anything which you lost in this worldly life. Because it is out of Allah, and Allah is always planning the best for the true believers. Okay.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, in Surah number 6, verse number 82, we will read it now because there is a message of security and guidance to those who believe in Allah's oneness and submit themselves purely to Him, associating with Him no partners. Now, inshallah, we will read Surah number 6, verse number 82. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Those who believe in the oneness of Allah and worship none but Him alone, and confuse not their belief with the zulm, those who worship others besides Allah, for them there is security and they are the guided.
Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us about the benefits of believing in His oneness, that you will always feel security and you will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when you don't fear anyone in this life except Allah, you will feel security. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you, you will be the one to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, sisters, let us appreciate the peace, security and reassurance which the believers have. As number one, Allah defend them. Number two, they have the promise from Allah that they never have the feeling of fear or grief. And number three, they have the light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which make everything clear to them. So if you just try to reflect on the peace and actually reassurance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding the believer with, you will all the time question yourself, in reality, I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is the peace and the security and the reassurance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for the true believer in Allah's oneness? Again and again, sister, this kind of reflection or these facts, we must have time to reflect on it, because everyone is complaining that I don't have peace in my life, I don't feel secure. Everything is actually giving me the feeling of worry. This is the complaint of most of the human being. But when you realize that it is out of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have all the feelings which everyone is trying to buy it by all the money on the earth, but they cannot buy it. Okay, so you must realize that this is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most values which are actually mostly appreciated by human beings, that is to say the peace and security and the assurance, they are only for those whom they believe in His oneness. This is the creator of life, this is the owner of life, this is the controller of life. He is proving to us that He is the one actually controlling everything. You can be rich, you can have wealth, you can have health, you can have everything. But security, peace and reassurance, you will never have it except when you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah. A fact which is proving itself when you look around you, when you are living in the most civilized place over the earth, and where is the security, where is the peace, and where is the reassurance. Now, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the benefits of the belief in the oneness of Allah, and we will learn that the angels are the helpers of the believers from Surah number 41, verse number 30 to 33. We will read now from Surah number 19, verse number 90. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verily those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, the Most Gracious will bestow love for them.
Okay, actually, sister, this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers. It is a type of love that spreads in the heaven and spills over to fill the earth. The whole universe is given a full share of it. You must know that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, all the universe will love you. All those in the heavens will love you. All those on the earth will love you. And the opposite is correct. Abu Huraira, a companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah loves a human being, he calls in Jibril and says to him, Jibril, I love this person, so you love him too. Jibril then loves that person and calls out to all those living in the heavens, saying, Allah loves this person, so you all love him too. So all those who live in the heavens start to love that person. It will also be loved, he will be also loved on the earth. But if Allah dislikes someone, he also calls Jibril, and says, Jibril, I dislike this person, so you hate him too. Jibril then hates that person and calls out to all those living in heavens, saying, Allah dislikes this person, so you all hate him too. Thus, all those who live in the heavens start to hate that person. He will also be hated on the earth. So again and again, sisters, if you are looking for the love of Allah, this is the most important. The most important is the love of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, owner, all-knower, planner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will allow whoever he likes to the paradise out of his mercy. So all of us are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second in this life. So try to imagine that the most merciful loves you. How will be your life? What kind of mercy, and what will be your feelings when you feel that Allah loves me, Allah is supporting me, Allah is taking care of me, Allah will answer my supplication, Allah will make for me an outlet from every problem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide me from means which I never imagined, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me to have a successful family, inshallah my kids will be good ones and religious, inshallah I will have the good health, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow me to live in the paradise, and I pray to him also that he will make my family with me in the paradise. All of this feeling will be all the time giving you the feeling of reassurance and comfort, and will give you the energy to obey Allah more and to do the good deeds more and to live your life according to the rules of Islam and to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the role model. So long I feel and I am nourished with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every Muslim has to try to feel that feeling of the love of Allah, because this is a great blessing for your spirit. And you can have it when you are in reality a true believer in the oneness of Allah. Allah will love you, and all the universe will love you, and all the people on the earth will love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you all the time, showering you with his mercy. This is in reality the life of the spirit, sisters. So as true believers, inshallah, in the oneness of Allah, let us try to feel these benefits of the belief in Allah's oneness. Let us try to obey Allah more, and to follow the commands more, and to become close to the Quran more, and to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more and more, so that inshallah, one day we will start to feel that, all praise to Allah, today I feel more secure, today I feel more comfort,
Today I am, alhamdulillah, not fearing any of the human being. Today, alhamdulillah, the mercy of Allah is touching my heart to the depths of my heart. All praise to Allah. Today I feel in reality that I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, to make us all from those true believers in His oneness, the ones who are the good doers, so that we can have all these blessings, inshallah. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn more and more about the benefits of the belief in the oneness of Allah. Let us make that.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.